Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jian Lee, and this is English in the News. So we are going to talk about living hand to mouth today. What does this phrase mean, living hand to mouth? The definition in the English dictionary goes like this: to be very poor, having only enough money to provide food and shelter each month.Living from hand to mouth, from 是经常可以省略的，你可以直接讲 living hand to mouth, 从手到嘴。从中文的意思来想，其实蛮可以理解的，你手里赚了多少钱，然后喂饱自己就已经全部用完了。那在英文里面它还包括了你就是付食物的钱，并且有一个容身之地，没有多余的钱来买任何其他的东西，这个叫做 living hand to mouth, 表示处境很不好了，很穷困的意思。We have one example here. My dad earned very little and there were four kids, so we lived hand to mouth. Here is a very clear example of the situation that this speaker is in. He said that when he was a small boy, maybe when he was little, his father earned very little.赚的钱很少 and there were four kids, 而有了四个小孩，所以大家生活其实是只够温饱而已，完全不足以买任何其他的东西，这叫做 lived hand to mouth. Now, how is this phrase used in English? We have two examples here. The first one, tonight, 120,000 children in England will spend the night in temporary accommodation. This week, the government pledged to fix the broken housing market and invest an extra 2 billion British pounds in affordable housing. They changed the universal credit payment cycle and I got into debt. I tried to pay it off, but I'm living hand to mouth. I work overtime just to be able to feed my kids.We don't have any luxuries. I get paid and the money goes out the same day. 这篇是来自 BBC 上个月的一个报道，在讲英国政府要拿出怎样的办法，使得年轻人或者是小孩也能够得到适当的居住环境。他的第一段里面讲说，英国有12万名儿童今天晚上会睡在临时的住处里面，很显然是比较穷困的家庭。那英国政府呢，这个星期已经 pledge 的意思就是保证，他们誓言或者是誓言要解决房市的缺失，并且要投资20亿英镑，这相当于811亿台币，在建设 affordable housing。 affordable housing 有可能是国宅，那也有可能像台湾这样子是指出租不卖的这种公共住宅，这个叫 affordable housing。 然后这篇报道就访问了一些人，那受访者其中一个受访者呢是一个年轻的妈妈，她说他们改变了，就是银行改变了信用卡付款的办法，结果让这个母亲开始负债，她想把她付清，但是她赚的钱只够糊口，她有两个很年幼的孩子以及一个 baby，有一个婴儿，所以他说他赚的钱只够糊口，还要加班才有办法喂饱他的三个小孩。他说我们没有任何奢侈物，钱呢当天从手里赚得的在当天就会花掉， OK, 花在食物或者是花在临时的住处上就已经全部用完了，这个叫做 I'm living hand to mouth. The second example is from New York Times.The idea for the Florida Project came about 5 years ago, inspired by news stories about families, the hidden homeless, living hand-to-mouth in cheap motels after losing jobs and homes in the Great Recession. Mr. Baker and his writing and producer partner Chris Burgotch homed in on tourist lodgings that had become quasi-welfare motels in central Florida.这篇来自纽约时报的报道是在讲一部电影叫做 The Florida Project, 那中文在台湾的翻译把它翻成欢迎光临奇幻城堡。这部电影我想它应该是再过一段时间就会到台湾来演，现在的话目前是在金马影展里面有正在播映这部电影。那这部电影的它的 导演是 Sean Baker 西恩贝克，他在另外一部电影前面有一部电影就已经大放异彩了。那这一部新片的 Florida Project 是先是在坎城影展里面播出，就非常的受到瞩目，接着又在今年九月的多伦多影展里面吸引了大批的观众，他的评价是非常高的。然后这个纽约时报的报道就在讲，这部电影是大约五年前得到的灵感。五年前这个导演 Sean Baker 他看到一个新闻报道，是说在2008年就是全球发生金融危机的时候，有一批人他们丢掉了工作，也家他的住家也不保，于是他们变成隐藏性的游民，叫做 The Hidden Homeless。 他们住在佛罗里达州的中部，那佛罗里达中部有一个非常有名的迪士尼乐园，它叫 Disney World。 在这个 Disney World 四周有非常多的那个 motels， 有非常多的廉价的汽车旅馆，这些人就住在那里。 那些旅馆本来是给游客用的，但是呢现在这些人就住在那种廉价的旅馆里面，他们的生活是勉强糊口的。那导演贝克以及他的制片的伙伴 Chris Burgotch 这两个人，他们就整部电影就聚焦在这些汽车旅馆里面，以及住在其中的一对母女。这个是描述他的这部电影里面他的那些人的生活方式，是 living hand to mouth， 表示他们没有余钱付任何其他的东西，生活能够温饱就已经很不简单了。And this is today's English in the News. You can also find photos and pictures and the English scripts and its Chinese translation in our news blog, ICRT's news blog. 在我们 ICRT 的部落格里面，您也可以找到这一篇 English in the News 的更详细的文稿，以中英文对照，并且可以看到图片，能够帮助你更加了解 living hand to mouth 的用法。Thank you for tuning in to ICRT and for listening to ICRT's podcast. This is Jane Lee for English in the News.